an update on a new pediatric behavioral health facility, high school students are below the national average for the ACT test, and results from the Sooner poll on the presidential election. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, October 18th. I'm Deborah Shar. OU Health is adding another building to its campus for treating pediatric behavioral health. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports on a construction milestone reached yesterday.
Officials gathered to watch a giant crane place the last steel beam in the frame of the new Pediatric Behavioral Health Center. The building will be the first of its kind in Oklahoma. Dr. Rachel Zettel is a child and adolescent psychiatrist at OU Health. She says the center will fill an existing gap in healthcare coverage.
I have lots of patients who really need access to this kind of treatment, and unfortunately we've been underrepresented when it comes to health options here in Oklahoma.
1 in 5 Oklahoma youth struggle with mental health issues, and suicide is one of the top 10 causes of death in the state. The three-story building will house 72 beds for children to receive short-term and long-term mental health care. It's set to open in December 2026. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A recall involving an Oklahoma company has expanded to include more ready-to-eat meat and poultry products. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope has this update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Bruce Pack and Durant is recalling over 11 million pounds of meat products like pre-made salads and frozen meals over listeria concerns. This is an increase from the recall announced last week. USDA officials say they updated to show the recalled food was also distributed to schools. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service found the problem during a routine inspection. Further investigation found Bruce Pack chicken to be the source of listeria. The products were shipped to grocery stores, schools, restaurants, and other vendors nationwide. There have been no confirmed reports of people having bad reactions after eating the food. Officials continue to urge organizations not to serve or use food that could be contaminated. I'm Anna Pope.
Listeria can cause listeriosis, which mainly impacts pregnant women, their newborns, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. USDA officials say people in higher risk categories with flu-like symptoms after eating contaminated food should seek medical care. Data released this week show Oklahoma's ACT scores are well below the national average. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports the state ranked second to last in the nation.
Oklahoma's class of 2024 averaged a composite score of 17.6 out of 36 on the ACT. National scores average at 19.4, putting Oklahoma second to last, just ahead of Nevada. The class of 2024 began high school during the pandemic, but data shows test scores have been declining since before then, and that more than half of Oklahoma students don't meet college readiness benchmarks in any test subject. Oklahoma started requiring the exam in 2017 with an average score of 19.4, but 2 years later, it dropped to 18.9. Oklahoma and a dozen other states require students to take the exam free of cost. Because of this, ACT says it's important to not compare scores as other states test different percentages of students. I'm Spencer Plato.
A poll of likely voters in Oklahoma shows Donald Trump's lead over his Democratic opponent has tightened since the last election. But Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports the former president still maintains a commanding lead.
According to a poll conducted in late August by the nonpartisan Sooner poll, Trump leads Vice President Kamala Harris by about 16 percentage points. In comparison, Trump beat Joe Biden in Oklahoma by more than 30 points in 2020. Oklahoma Democratic Chair Alicia Andrews believes that difference is because of more moderate voters in the state.
I believe that Oklahomans in general aren't super extreme.
But Oklahoma Republican Party Executive Director Stan Stevens doesn't think those numbers are entirely accurate.
It's highly likely that President Trump is underpolling. A lot of Republicans don't care to participate in polls.
In 2022, data from Sooner Poll showed Democratic gubernatorial candidate Joy Hoffmeister leading Kevin Stitt. Stitt, however, ultimately won re-election. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.